Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest industry news and insights on this Monday, August 12, 2024. At the forefront of our news roundup today, major financial bodies are calling for an overhaul of superannuation death benefit laws to aid abuse victims. This collective, which includes the Super Members Council, the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, and Women in Super, is pushing for action from the Minister for Financial Services, Stephen Jones. The principal focus is to bar family violence perpetrators from claiming their victims' super benefits unless they were not involved in the victim's demise. The proposed reforms aim to widen the forfeiture rule and permit super funds to hold back death benefits in proven cases of family violence. This call underscores a resolute stance against abuse and financial exploitation in Australia, advocating for robust legal protections for those most vulnerable. Switching gears, households across the country are bracing for new economic challenges as savings accumulated during the pandemic are dwindling. Economists from the Commonwealth Bank of Australia portend that these savings will be exhausted by the close of next year, which could adversely affect household consumption growth. Although tax cuts that came into effect at the start of July this year may provide a temporary boost, the overall marrying of reduced savings and high interest rates suggest a possibly sluggish consumer confidence in the near future. In related news, record insolvencies have surged among Australian companies, particularly SMEs and sectors like property development and healthcare. Official data from ASIC shows an alarming 40% rise in corporate insolvencies in the last financial year, with over 11,000 businesses collapsing under the weight of persistent inflation and rising interest rates. Experts believe this trend will persist, amplifying the need for strategic financial measures. Looking to the insurance sector, homeowners may breathe a sigh of relief as stability in home insurance rates seems to be on the horizon. The insurance industry is responding to rising costs due to extreme weather events. RAC Insurance's CEO and representatives from Suncorp underscored the complexity of pricing amid natural hazards and growing building costs. Criticisms over Suncorp's $510 million profit were addressed, citing the need to cover potential large-scale losses. The Senate inquiry into this matter plans to finalize its report by November 19th. That's all for today's news for Financial Services Online. We continue monitoring developments and will return tomorrow with more updates. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more in-depth analysis and support regarding insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management matters. I'm Paige Estratori. Thank you for listening.